The Gemara Yud Aleph from the Beis of Maseches Brachos is most of the Pirtei Dinim of Birkas HaTorah. Gemara speaks about the fact that one can perhaps be Yotze Birkas HaTorah through saying the second bracha of Kriya Shema, Ava Rabba, Avas Olam. That's on the assumption that one learns right after davening. The Gemara says, Gemara speaks at the end of the sugya about the nusach of the brachos. And in the middle, the Gemara has a fascinating four-way machlokas amoroim. How much of Torah requires Birkas HaTorah? Until you saw this Gemara in the Beis Medrash, I would guess it probably never even occurred to you to ask that question. I mean, you learn Torah, you say Birkas HaTorah. When you first see this Gemara, because we have met Birkas HaTorah in practice before we met Birkas HaTorah in the Dapim of the Talmud Bavli, when you come across the Sugya, I think for many people it's sort of like, hey, it's surprising. I mean, which part of Torah do you make Birkas HaTorah? I mean, you learn Torah, you make Birkas HaTorah. But remarkably, there are four opinions. Only one shita out of the four Amoraim happens to be the one we paskin like. Only one shita holds that you have to make a Birkas HaTorah before you learn Gemara. Out of the four Amoraim surveyed in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, 75% of the Amoraim surveyed held that you're allowed to learn Gemara without a Birkas HaTorah. Gemara does not require Birkas HaTorah. Surprising. Because we're used to the fact that we pass them like Rava. No one ever told us otherwise. But also, not only is it practically surprising, as a result of the fact that our intuition is shaped by Shitas Rava, so it strikes us as odd. What do you mean some parts of Torah require a Birkas HaTorah, some parts don't? Let's take a look inside. Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna, around 20 lines down, the line ends with the words Amar Rav. The next line begins with the word Huna. Amar Rav Huna, shita number one, l'mikra tzarech levarech, u'lemedrash ein tzarech levarech. If you're learning Mikra, if you're learning Tanakh, you need to say a Birkas HaTorah in advance. But if you're learning Medrash, then there's no need. Rabbi Elazar says, no, l'mikra u'lemedrash tzarech levarech. Shita number two, Rebbe says both Mikra and Medrash require a bracha, but Mishnah ain't tzarech levarech. Mishnah does not require a Birkas HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan says, Shita number three, Af l'mishnah nami tzarech levarech, even Mishnah as well. Not only Mikra, not only Medrash, but even Mishnah is to require Birkas HaTorah, but l'talmud ain't tzarech levarech. And then finally, the fourth sheet is that of Rava, Af l'talmud tzarech levarech. Af l'talmud tzarech levarech. Fascinating. Well, what does this all mean? So it's as though there's a hierarchy. Everyone agrees that Tanakh requires Birkas HaTorah. Three out of the four Amoraim, everyone except Rav Huna says Medrash also requires Birkas HaTorah. Sort of second in the hierarchy, and then two of the Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rava, hold Mishnayos also. And Rava is the soul, the Shita Yechida, that Gemara also requires a Birkas HaTorah. Now, if you're looking at the little letters of the Amish B'ner Mitzvah, you'll notice which one of these four Shitas has a little letter, Dalad. Rava, right? Af l'talmud tzarech levarech, you look at the little letter Dalad, take it to the outside top corner, they tell you, Maimini Sham, kedai to know how to read an Amish B'ner Mitzvah. You see, the big Nun Zayin and the small Dalad. The big Nun Zayin is counting from the beginning of the Perek. And then the small Dalet, which is what appears in the Nusach of the Gemara itself, that restarts the count every Amud. So Oz Dalet, Maimini Sham, Maimini is the Rambam, where Sham is wherever he was previously cited. The previous one had Perek Zayin Halacha Yud. We'll get there soon. As well as Tes Vav Shin Ayin, that's Tur, V'Shulchan Aruch, Sham, Siv Beis. the previously stated Simen, which is Arachayim Simen Mem Zayin, Sif Beis. We already began to peek at that yesterday. So we have four Shitas Amaram. We know, and we just saw reiterated, that the Rambam, Tur, and Shulchan Aruch all quote the Shita of Rava. But what do the other three Shitas mean? So why Mikra the most, and Medrash is the second most likely, Mishnah is the third most likely, Gemara is the least likely. So Rashi says, Medrash is Karav LeMikra, Kegon Mechilta V'Sifra V'Sifrei, Shehem Midrashay Mikraos. The various Midrashay Halacha, it's Karav LeMikra. So everyone agrees that Mikra requires Birkas Torah. Medrash is second most likely because it's Karav LeMikra. What is Medrash? So if you've never looked inside a Medrash before, so Medrash is Torah Shebal Peh arranged al Seder HaPsukim, rather than Torah Shebal Peh arranged al Seder in Yanim. As Mishnayos and Gemara are topically organized, at least in general terms. Obviously, there things come up shelo k'inyan, but in broad strokes, that the halachas of Kriya Shema and Tefillah and Birkas Hamazon and so forth appear Maseches Brachas, and the halachas of Shabbos appear largely in Shabbos, except for the Erevin part of Hilchas Shabbos, which appears in Maseches Erevin. Halachas of Pesach mostly appear in Pesachim. Halachas of Matnos Aniyim on the farm appear Maseches Pei, and so on and so forth. Right? We know that. That's Mishnah, Tosefta, Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi are Torah Shel Peh organized by topic. Medrash is Torah Shel Peh organized al Seder HaPsukim. If you open up Midrashay Halacha, Mechilta is on those Svarim that Rashi mentioned. Mechilta is the Midrashay Halacha on Shmos, and Sifra is the Midrashay Halacha on Yikra, and Sifrei are the Midrashay Halacha on Bamidbar and Zvar. And they go through al Seder HaPsukim. Often there's a lot of overlap between the content that appears in the Midrashay Halacha. The Midrashay Halacha go back to the Tanaim and sometimes the early Amoraim. There'll be a lot of overlap between what appears in the Midrashay Halacha and what appears in Mishnayos. But it's organized differently. And there's often more Shaka V'Tarya. Let's say that probably the most famous piece of Midrashay Halacha, the most widely known among Jews, is probably Yachol Miyash Chodesh, Tamalom Yamahu, Ibi Yamahu, Yachol Miyad Yom, That is a medrash. That's a quote from, I believe, Mechilta on those psukim in Parshas Bo. I think, unless it's from Re'eh, you also have the mitzvah Sifrei Yisraim. I believe it's from Bo. I think it's a Mechilta on Bo, not a Sifrei on Re'eh. And that's how medrash will often work. You've seen many pieces of Midrash Halacha quoted in the Gemara. Last year, Maseches Pesachim probably came across more than in most Maseches. A lot, especially in the first parak, there's a lot of chunks of Midrash Halacha. So Rashi is saying, why is it that Midrash is more likely to have a Birkas HaTorah than any other part of Torah Shel Peh? Because it's Karav LeMikra, because it's close to Tanakh. It's Tanakh-like, because it's ordered, it's organized, I'll say, our Tanakh. It's very heavily connected, rooted in the Psukim in Tanakh. It has more Masu Matan, more Shak V'Tarya about the Psukim in Tanakh. Should we darsh like this? Should we darsh like that? So that's why that's second most likely. And then Mishnah is less, and then Gemara less. So why Mishnah is less and Gemara less? So let's first take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. You take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah on this. On this Amud, where is it? Hayamud Beis, I believe.
Yes.
Hayamud Beis B'dap Erif. The Rif skips a lot of the first parak of Brachas. A lot of the first parak of Brachas is not halacha l'masa. Some of it is a lot of it is Agada, which he quotes much less of. He quotes Agada much more sparingly. So by the time he's up to Hayamud Beis B'dap Erif, he's already up to Yud Aleph, what corresponds to Yud Aleph Beis. The Dap and the Gemara. So here we are. Okay. So the Rif quotes the various Shitos, and he says, "Rav Haigon Paskin, that we make a bracha even on." The truth is the Rif has a different organization of the Gemara. Okay, the Rif has a different organization of the Gemara. Then he works on how we paskin. Take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar LeMishnah Tzarich LeVarech. Le Mishnah Tzarech Levarosh, but Mishnah Gam Kei Mefarosh HaPesukim. Rashi didn't explain Mishnah, Rabbeinu Yonah does. Even Mishnayis explains Pesukim. Umisham Lomei Tami HaMitzvos. And we derive in the Mishnayis the rationale for the various mitzvahs. Whether he means what we call Tami HaMitzvos, and the reason why, what the mitzvah meant to accomplish, or he just means the lumpness of the mitzvah. We figure out what the Pasuk means in the Ramban's sense of the term Tam. We figure out what the Pasuk means, the Perish of the Pasuk, and mainly we know what to do. Aval Talmud, Shehu Perish HaMishnah. Mishnayis is in a certain sense a Perish on the Chumash. Gemara is a Perish on Mishnayis. That's a step removed. De'ein Tzaruch Levarach, Ala Perish. You have to say a Birk Satoy if you're going to learn Mishnah itself, but not if you're going to merely be learning the Perish of the Mishnah. And finally, Belazar is a different Girsa rather than Rava. He says, Aval Talmud Tzaruch Levarach. Why? Gemara also is explaining the psukim. Gemara is also explaining the psukim. Okay, interesting. So Rabbi Yonah says fundamentally all the shitos, and then the Rif had the version that Medrash is last. Even Medrash is certainly explaining the psukim. So Rabbi Yonah understands fundamentally all these amoraim agree to the principle that. That it's all about the psukim. Take a look, though, and this is of. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I do not. But now we go back to, Al Hadaf. Rav Zsolti points out that there's a fundamental. Now is there a machlokas amaroim, but there's a machlokas harishom how to understand the machlokas amaroim. To take a look at the Rambam. Take a look at the way the Rambam quotes this then. The Rambam, as we saw, Emish ben Nir Mitzvah told us where to look, and we saw it on our own anyhow. Perek Zayin Hilchos Tefillah. Halacha Yud. What does the Rambam say about this Ma'afor and Machlokas Amaron? How does he paskin, and how does he put it? How does he formulate it? You tell me. Which shita does he pass like? Like Rava, right? How did he put it?
Whether it's Torah
should be Right? And he said, Amashkim liker about Torah, very good. Amashkim liker about Torah, a person gets up early in the morning to learn Torah, but Kodim Shikra Kriyashma, he's going to be learning before he says the Birkas Kriyashma. So, Bein Karav Torah Shavu Chsav, Bein Karav Torah Shavu Peh, regardless of whether he's learning Torah Shel Chsav or Torah Shel Hapeh, either way, Nota Yadav Tchilo, Mevarach Shalosh Brachos, Yachaka Korit. You have to say, you know, the Rambam is one of the Rishon who holds that the Nusach of the Birkas HaTorah really is composed of three brachas. In other words, Rambam is one of the Rishon who holds that the Harivna is a new separate bracha, not a continuation of Lasa. But the central point for our purposes is that he said, Bein Torah Shel Chsav, Bein Torah Shel Hapeh. So clearly he's not, that's like Rava, as you said, because he's not differentiating, he's not eliminating anything, he's not excluding any part of Torah, but there's a nuance also. And the nuance is, in the way he puts it, yeah.
That, Rabbi Yonah said that you only become Rava on Torah Shabbat because it explains
Torah Shabbat. Oh, it's really all about the Torah Shabbat Chsav. The Rambam said, no, Torah Shabbat Chsav, Torah Shabbat, it's all equal. And it's in a sense even sharper in Rashi. You come back to Rashi. Afle Gemara Tzarech Levarach Yud Alef Amud Beis near the beginning of the narrow lines. Afle Gemara Tzarech Levarach. Shehu Iker HaTorah Shamimenu Hora Yotza. You have to make a bracha in Gemara because that is the center of learning, because Hora, Psak Halacha, emerges only when you learn Gemara. Gemara, and he explains what Gemara is. Gemara, Hainu Sivaras Tame Mishnah, Viterutze Mishnais Asosu Zuazu. Gemara is understand, working out the lumdus for the dinim. The Mishnais give you case law. The Gemara gives you the reason why. And Vimiyashev Mishnais Asosu Zuazu, and Chisure Michsura. Figuring out what the proper gears is, what getting an accurate sense of the intent of Mishnayos. The reason why Rashi gives you that second half, well, I know what Gemara is. Why does Rashi have to? Why is Rashi in his parish on Gemara? You've been learning, even if you started with Maseches Brachos, right, you're 10 blood in at this point, 9.5 blood in. No, 10 blood in. 9.5. Okay. In the middle of Daf Yudal. So how come Rashi has to explain to you what Gemara is? Well, what problem is he dealing with in the second half of Rashi? Okay, good. Now, we'll come back to the core of our Gemara in a moment. But just to appreciate, the second half of the Rashi probably is answering a simple historical question, which is, what does Rava said Talmud? Rava, the Talmud Bavli as we have it did not yet exist. I mean, the Talmud Bavli was put together by Ravina Rav Ashi, who lived a couple at least two generations after Rava. So what do you mean Talmud? Rava didn't have a sefer on his shelf called Talmud Bavli. His words became part of the Talmud Bavli. Right. So what is Rava? The truth is, there are Mishnayos that talk about Mishnah and Talmud. For instance, in Pirkei Avos. So Rashi is explaining, Talmud here doesn't necessarily refer to, and there are other Gemaras and Shas also that talk about Mishnah and Talmud. Famous Gemara near the end of the first paragraph of Kiddushin, they're about a person dividing his time. Diversifying your learning time between Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. So the Rambam there, famously, other Rishonim explained, it doesn't refer to particular Svarim, it refers to a particular type of learning. Mishnah there refers to learning the dinim, learning the content, and Gemara, Talmud, refers to the analysis and understanding why. Loosely speaking, what we would call Bikias and Ian. Loosely speaking. That's what Rashi probably is trying to explain. Also, yeah, you're learning Talmud Bavli, I'm learning Talmud Bavli. The Rava didn't have a Talmud Bavli on the shelf. So Rashi would say, yeah, but he means that type of learning. Analytic learning, even not just Chazrin. Rava was an Amora, he did already have the text of Mishnayos. Rava is saying, not only learning the text of Mishnayos requires a Birk Satara, but even to discuss the Mishnayos, to analyze the Mishnayos, to have a kash and try to figure out why, all of that, all of the analysis, write our own footnotes on the Mishnayos, which Rava was busy doing, that type of learning also requires a Birk Satara. Now let's come back to the beginning of Rashi. The beginning of, at the end of Rashi, he was just explaining, by the way, let me just tell you what the term means. How could Rava use the term Gemara or Talmud? But coming back to the beginning of Rashi, where he's explained Pshat in the Din. The Pshat in the Din, you need a Birk Satara on Gemara. Why? Shehu Ikar HaTorah. Shemimenu Hora Yotza. This is the core of learning. Because Hora, Psak Halacha, emerges from Gemara. So what's Rashi saying? The exact opposite of Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah was saying, fundamentally, Birk Satara is all about Mikra. And the question is, even if I'm not mamish learning Tanakh, but other parts of there are parts of Torah Shal Peh that relate to the Tanakh also. And Rabbi said, ultimately, the Amoramar said, we paskin everything. All Torah Shal Peh is ultimately a connected Torah Shebichsav. And the main it all gets any part of the Torah Shal Peh, halacha lamaisa, Rabbi Yona would agree, as the Rif quotes B'Shem Rav Haigan. All of Torah Shal Peh ultimately requires Birk Satara, because all of it is in some way related to Torah Shebichsav. So it's plugged into Torah Shebichsav. But fundamentally, Rabbeinu Yonah holds, all the Amoraim agree that Birk Satara is really about Torah Shebichsav. The question is how broadly you define it. Sort of like Reb Shimon Shkop has a famous Musarvart in the Hagdama to Shara Yosher. We had a chance earlier in the year to begin to learn Shara Yosher. The Hagdama is Divrei Machshava. Apparently, Reb Shimon Shkop was a rav of a town before he became Rosh Yeshiva in Grodno, in Yeshiva Shara Torah. And when he was Alel Gedula, as a big famous Rosh Yeshiva, and then he published, so the Baal Batim in his town, where he had been when he was younger, they continued to feel a very strong identification, drew tremendous pride that their rav was this world famous Talmud Chacham. And then he published his sefer Shara Yosher, and his Baal Batim in the shtetl drew extraordinary pride from that sefer. But most of them didn't have the wherewithal to learn Shar Aleph, Shar Beis, Shar Gimel. So apparently they were koveya, as Rav Shecht likes to tell. They were koveya in the shul, in that shtetl. They were koveya chabura to learn the Hakdamah of Shar Yosef. Hakdamah of Shar Yosef is different machshava, so that they're all able to understand, work on it. That they had the kelim to understand. Everyone in town had the kelim to understand the Hakdamah. So in the Hakdamah, a very, very beautiful Hakdamah, and one of the points he makes, he has a definition of Kedusha as altruism. Maybe we'll talk about this some more some other time. At least according to certain midrashim, Kedusha is not about self-discipline. Kedusha is about being other-directed. Not living for yourself, but living for others. And he develops the idea that according to those midrashim, the Pasuk Kedoshim Tiyu is saying, you need to be altruistic, you need to be other-directed, but not to the same extreme as Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally other-directed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no needs. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally all about others. Human beings are supposed to be godlike, but it can't go to that extreme. A human being has to take care of himself and take care of others. Right? The famous, everyone knows, you get on the plane, they tell you got to put in your own oxygen before you put in someone else's oxygen. Okay. So it says, then he says, but how am I supposed to be altruistic? How should I be other-directed? People are naturally selfish. We're born selfish. People are naturally self-centered. Now how do you, it's a beautiful ideal, but how do you overcome it? So if Shimon has this idea, he says, we're naturally focused on our anochi. We're naturally focused on ourselves. So he says, maybe the most effective way to grapple with this is to expand yourself, your sense of I. If it's not just, you expand your anochi to include my family, that's all I. My friends is all I. My yeshiva is all I. My whole kehila is all I. Kalal Yisrael is all I. And he quotes a Yerushalmi Nadarim, I believe. It says, how is it possible that a Jew, lo sikim lo sitar, Torah tells us, a Jew is forbidden to take nekama, to hold a grudge, to be noter. How is it possible? Such a natural human reaction. So Yerushalmi says, imagine you're slicing vegetables in the kitchen, and you accidentally, let's say you're a righty. So you're holding the tomato with your left hand, and the knife is in your right hand, you're slicing the tomato, and you accidentally nick your left, one of the fingers of your left hand. So it may be very painful. You may need stitches. Hopefully it'll be okay. Your left hand is not going to be, you might be frustrated with yourself that you weren't paying attention, that you got distracted and you hurt yourself. What did I do that for? I should have held the conversation till later. But if you're you may be very frustrated with yourself, but if you're a certain, or you may not be, but certainly if you're a healthy, well-adapted human being, your right hand will not be upset at your left hand. That would be absurd. If that indeed is the case, then Oliver Sacks has a chapter in one of his books about you. He's a famous psychiatrist. Right? Now, if I'm a well-adapted human being, yes, it's true that my right hand did something to hurt my left hand, but I don't intuitively think that my left hand should be upset my right hand. Why? Because I'm a single organism. I hurt myself. Not my right hand hurt my left hand. I hurt me. I hurt myself. I hurt me. So I might be overall upset at myself for hurting myself, but it's silly to be so granular as to say, my right hand hurt my left hand, it's my right hand's fault, oh, left hand's upset at the right hand. That's silly. That's absurd. Yerushalmi says, Losikim Losita, that's Kali Yisrael's one organism. Like, he hurt you, you got hurt. You're upset, you got hurt. But don't focus on, that's Reb Shimon sees in that Yerushalmi, this idea of expanding the Anochi. It's a beautiful var in its own right, and it's an interesting mashal for thinking about Rabbeinu Yonah's approach to this Gemara. It's really about Torah Shebichsav, but we can expand what we define as Torah Shebichsav. Is it just Torah Shebichsav per se, mamish the pesukim of Tanakh, or does it even include certain or all aspects of Torah Shebichsav, but as Torah Shebichsav plus? Medrash is also Torah Shebichsav-ish. Mishnah is also Torah Shebichsav-ish. Even Gemara is Torah Shebichsav-ish. Masha'enokein Rashi. Rashi says, we're not sure Rashi is about Mishnah. Maybe he agreed on Mishnah. Medrash says, yeah, it's Torah Shebichsavish. Maybe Mishnah also. But when it comes to Gemara, Rashi says, no. Rava fundamentally rejects that whole paradigm. It's not about, Birkas Torah is not about Torah Shebichsav. It's about learning. Horah, the Gemara says in several places, talks about the highest level of learning is I'm able to paskan alach lemaisa. The Gemara famously talks about the elef nechlas in the mikra, 1,000 guys who are coming to yeshiva to learn Tanakh, out of whom 100 progress to Mishnah, out of whom 10 progress to Talmud, out of whom one is Yotei Lahorah. So Horah, that's one of the many places where the Amoraim saw Horah as the highest level of learning. Let's say the Gemara that you have, the Agada to the Gemara has, about Yehuda, coming up in a couple of weeks from now. God talks about Yehuda was in Nidui, and he wasn't going to be able to. Moshe Rabbeinu was davening that Yehuda should be readmitted to the Masifta Derekia. Yehuda passed away centuries earlier. He should be readmitted to Yeshiva and Shamayim, and he should be able to be a part of the Masu Mata, and he should be able to be comfortable speaking up and learning, and he should even be Zocha to Asuki Shmaita Liva de Hilchasa. Not only to be able to participate in Shakavataria, which is already a Madrega, but to be able to say things which are correct lahalacha. That's the highest level of learning. Not just I know some Talmud, but I have such mastery of it that it's clear to me what the maskadas are, and it's clear to me that the psak halacha is. So that's what I mention that because you need that background, that context, to appreciate what Rashi is saying. Saying that that is the ikar of Torah Kusheimenu Hora Yotza is saying Gemara is at the epitome of learning, because Gemara is at the center of learning, because the highest level of learning to actually have clarity about what emerges lahalacha, what is Ratzon Hashem, that's going to emerge from learning Talmud. So Rashi says this is at the core of learning. So Zhulti points out, and so we have a machlokas, Amram, but we have a machlokas where we've shown him how to understand the machlokas Amram. According to Ben Yonah, the Machlokas Amoraim is all about details. Everyone agrees fundamentally, Birkas Torah is about Torah Shebichsav, and the Shaila is, in details, it's relevant to Halacha Lamaisa, but there's no fundamental Machlokas according to Ben Yonah. They're all just discussing the details of, again, Allah Reb Shimon, how much do you expand the definition of Torah Shebichsav? But according to Rashi, no, Rav is disagreeing fundamentally. He's disagreeing B'Yisoid. He's saying it's not about Torah Shebichsav, it's about learning. About Torah, and if anything, Gemara is not just even Gemara. Also, even Gemara Epis has a finger in Pesukim. No, Gemara is at the core, and presumably the Rambam is aligned with that also, because he said very calmly says Bein Torah Shebichsav, Bein Torah Shebichsav. He doesn't have sort of the twist of Rashi Dafka Gemara, but it's clear that it's not about connection to Torah Shebichsav. All of Torah, the very calmly, even-handedly, Bein Torah Shebichsav, Bein Torah Shebapeh, makes it clear, more subtly than Rashi, but that fundamentally agrees with Rashi, it's about Torah, it's not about Torah Shebichsav. There were other Amoraim who held it's about Torah Shebichsav, maybe several of them held it's about Torah Shebichsav, but Rava, the Amora whom we accept, it's Bein Torah Shebichsav, Bein Torah Shebapeh. So this is an interesting machlokas. The fact that there are Amoraim who held that Torah that Birkas HaTorah is only Torah Shebichsav, and the fact that there were Rishonim who held that we hold the Halacha L'Maisa, Ben Yonah held that even Halacha L'Maisa we say on everything, but we accept that paradigm that it's really about Torah Shebichsav. Well, Rashi and Rambam say we Halacha L'Maisa reject that paradigm. So what's that machlokas about? So what are they arguing about? The question is, well, what does this all mean? Again, going back to where you started. Before you saw this Gemara, you would have thought this is a psalm. What on earth? So number one, it's an important reminder. Sometimes, perhaps, no one in this room, of course, maybe some of you have friends who know a guy who once had a roommate whose older brother owned a dog that used to belong to someone else, whose nephew thought that Epis learning Torah Shebichsav is not really learning. That maybe he knew a guy who thought that Epis real learning is Torah is learning Gemara, and to open a Sefer Yeshayahu, that's, whatever. Better than watching TV, but Chalila Vachas. So in case any of you labored under the misapprehension that somehow the Tanakh is not real learning, so number one, you don't need this Gemara to tell you that Torah Shebichsav is an important part of Limud Torah, and it's remarkable that most Amoraim would have made a Birkas HaTorah on Sefer Yeshayahu, but not on Gemara Bava Basra. That's a Beferish Gemara. Number two, Ibn Yonah holds that even though we do paskin that you make a Birkas HaTorah on Gemara Bava Basra, but it's only because Bava Basra has some psukim from Yeshayahu in it, or from elsewhere. Bava Basra doesn't have as many psukim. Psachim has many more psukim. Bava Basra has, I think, the number of psukim per daf is much lower than Bava Basra, but you're going to find psukim here and there. You're going to find psukim here and there. Sisa Yashva Tov is the pasuk in Bava Basra. Okay. Well, we'll find psukim here and there. Remarkable. But what's Taka the Pshat? Okay. Okay, and aside, obviously Tanakh is part of learning. But what's the svar to say, oh, you only make a Birkas HaTorah on Yeshayahu, you only make a Birkas HaTorah on Sefania and on Eov, but not on Bava Basra, not on Menachas? What's Pshat? What's Pshat? So what would Taka say? And Machlokes Amaraim, potentially, and definitely Machlokes Rishonim. Okay, what would you say? So what's the Hezbar Adavar? What's the Hezbar Adavar? Suggestions?
Maybe that Rashi, from the Lashon of Rashi, Shehu Ikra Torah, seems to be that Rashi holds, like the Shulchan Aruch, that it's a Birkas HaShavuot on Chas HaShom Netzvah. While Rabbi Yonah felt maybe that since it all goes back to the Sukkim, that it's just a Birkas HaMitzvah, and the Birkas HaMitzvah has to be done on the actual real the Torah itself.
Yeah. So I like that you're thinking about the chakira we had yesterday, Reb Chaim's chakira, which as you pointed out yesterday, we saw that explains he saw it as the mechaber and the gra fighting over the nature of Birkas HaTorah was a Birkas HaMitzvah like the Gra or Birkas HaHodah and the Chefetz Shel Torah like the Mechaber. So you say, maybe I can plug that in here also. But then you always have to ask, you see, one of the things you learn as a sparring Lamdanin is you can't just give a Chiluk, there has to be a Hezbar. So you have to figure out why. You always have to ask yourself, as you're telling me, well, there's a Machlokas or the A or B, so it's totally the Chakira of X or Y. Okay, but why does X drive A and why does Y drive B? Gavra Chefta, but why is because it's a God that didn't Gavra, therefore I should say Aser, and if it didn't Chefta, I should say Mutter. So I like the Mahalach HaMachshava, that you're saying, well, we have a here in Birkas HaTorah, so maybe that's what's driving it here. So now the second step is to figure out, well, which is which? Or does it indeed drive it? Right. So if it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, If it's on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so what's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? What is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So we just spoke about Gemara Kiddushin. Gemara Kiddushin talks about how to organize the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So what's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah comprised of? Which parts of Torah? All of them, right? Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. Right? The Rambam thinks it means literally every day you have to divide your time into three equal parts. Famous Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, he says, okay, so a guy works for a living, which Rambam held is obligatory. More specifically, Rambam held you're not allowed to be paid for learning, so unless you're just independently wealthy, you're going to have some other job. There is, a guy has a job, he's a plumber or carpenter, a professor of Aristotelian philosophy, like the Rambam was when he first came to Cairo. So he says, the guy has a job, it's Baal Malacha, so he only has nine, he works for 3 hours a day, so he only has 9 hours a day to learn. So, what are you going to do? You got to make parnasa. You only have 9 hours a day to learn, Rambam says, halavai. So he says, okay, so you divide your time into three-hour chunks. Morning Seder, afternoon Seder, night Seder. 3 hours of Mikra, 3 hours of Mishnah, 3 hours of Talmud. That's the approach to the Rambam, that Gemara Kiddush means literally Yishal Shad and Sha'osav, A, on a daily basis, and B, in literal thirds. Most Rishonim disagree. Either they don't think that it means every single day there has to be this type of diversification, but over time. And many assume that it doesn't have to be literally in thirds. It means each of those three parts has to have strong representation. But be that as it may, however you understand the details of that Gemara, so all Mishal Shad Mishal Osav, Shlishpa Mikra, Shlishpa Mishnah, Shlishpa Talmud, is a clear statement that the mitzvah Talmud Torah involves all the halakim of Torah. Yeah, so if you're going to say it's a mitzvah Talmud Torah, if it's about the Birkas HaMitzvah, it's about the Birkas HaMitzvah, so then what should be included? Whatever is the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah?
Everything.
Right? And you're right. The Rashi was saying, oh, learning Torah, my chiyuv to know Torah is imen ha'ra yotza. Gemara is very central to my chiyuv to learn Torah. So how do you talk understand? How do you understand the notion that several Amoraim held of, and that Rabbeinu Yonah accepts the halacha that we discriminate and segregate? That we say no. There's really a birkas Torah on Torah Shebichsav specifically. Why Torah Shebichsav as opposed to Torah Shvapeh? Why Torah Shebichsav as opposed to Torah Shvapeh?
Because it came first.
So I'm not sure that's true. I'm not sure that's accurate. I don't mean what your implication. I mean your statement. Because the way the Rambam points out in the beginning of his Akdamah to Pirush HaMishnah, which is really a history of the transmission of Torah. So the Rambam highlights, Rav Shailat from Malei Adumim points out, the Rambam highlights in describing what yeshiva looked like during the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam highlights that Torah Shapeh actually came first. The Kadosh Baruch Hu taught the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu, based on the Midrash Halacha, taught it. Moshe, and then Aaron, and then Aaron's sons, and then Zakenim, taught Torah to the Jewish people. There were several rounds of Shiurim, so Rambam gives the whole rundown, and then subsequently people wrote it down. The Gemara has a machlokas whether Megillah nitnu chasuma nitnu, whether Chumash was already being officially committed to writing piece by piece throughout the 40 years. Every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Parsha, he would write it down, and then at the end of the 40 years, when he told to put together Sefer Torah, that means sew together all the pieces of parchment, write the last few paragraphs and sew it all together. That's Megillah nitnu. It was given piece by piece, written down. Torah Shebichsav was given piece by piece, or Torah Chasuma Nitna means that that throughout the 40 years it was all Baal Peh, and it was on the last day of his life, Parsha Vayelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, write it down. Then he all of a sudden takes a clean canvas, clean piece of parchment, and writes down from Bereishis all the way to Enei Kol Yisrael. So if anything, now the particular texts of Torah Shebichsav that we use obviously are much later. But the content of Torah Shebichsav, anything Torah Shebichsav may have come before Torah Shebichsav.
So why do we always associate it?
The text of Mishnayos is later. The text of Gemara is later. But the content, the ideas of Torah Shebichsav certainly the core ideas of Torah Shebichsav were conveyed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, together with the text of Torah Shebichsav. Further analysis was done by Chachmei HaTorah Shebichol Dar V'Dar. Yeah, but you're onto something. Yeah, what do you say, Keith?
Can I believe that Torah Shebichol is still like intact today? Torah Shebichol is kind of like different than how it was given.
Okay. The Torah Shebichol is intact in the same words.
Yeah.
In the same words, yeah?
Torah Shebichol is the thesis for Torah Shebichol Peh.
Torah Shebichsav is the thesis. What do you mean?
I mean,
in Hegelian terms? Is there an antithesis and a synthesis?
No, I mean like in the sense that many of the dinim from Torah Shebichsav are based on Pesukim, and the Pesukim are the sources.
Ah, okay. Torah Shebichsav functions as an interpretation of Torah Shebichsav. Good. And therefore what?
It's on a lesser level.
And therefore, why should it not require Birkas HaTorah?
Torah Shebichsav is the Iker. We just have to learn out from it.
And therefore, yeah.
More like the Chesed Shel Torah in the Torah Shebichsav. It's more like an experience of like encountering Hashem in the Torah Shebichsav.
Okay, so now you're going to bringing Revelvel's Chakira back. Good. And why? And why?
Well, maybe.
Yes.
Torah Shebichsav is all halacha midoraisa.
Okay, good. Torah Shebichsav, by definition, Tanakh is all Daraisa. Torah Shebichsav is a blend of Daraisa and Rabbanan. Good. I can't find the marker. If I find the dry erase marker, I would put two Arabic words on the board that would weave together much of what's been said. So you'll have to trust me. You can imagine in your head. You can imagine in your head, for those whose Arabic alph base is a little bit weak, you'll imagine your head instead the way that Rishonim wrote it. Rishonim wrote Judeo-Arabic with Hebrew letters. So there's a phrase that the Rambam uses not infrequently over the course of the Pirush HaMishnayos, which is Pel Aleh, Kuf Aleph Lamed, Aleph Lamed Lamed Hey. Kev is Omar, Arabic for Omar. Omar Hashem. So in the translations, it appears Omar Hashem. When the Rama quotes a pasuk, when the course appears in Mishnayos, Rama will introduce, like the Gemara will say, Kakasov Shenemar, or Hainu Hai Dichsiv, Dichsiv. So Rama will say, Omar, the Gemara will say, Dirachmana Omar. The Rama will say, Omar Hashem. Hashem said, here's the pasuk. And it's a subtle and key reminder that the words of Chumash are, as Akiva said, the direct words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah Shalpeh is the same content, but it's been formulated, reformulated. The language, the phraseology that we use is from some Talmud Chacham or another over the last 3,000+ years of Masorah. The language of the Torah Shebichsav is the very words that God said. And it's often particularly striking when the Rambam uses it to introduce a technical halachic pasuk. Kelala, Omar Hashem, the Hashri is Tishmiteno and Natashta. Yeah, a pasuk about Hilchah Shmita. It's not just the lofty, inspiring agadic psukim that are said by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every halachic pasuk was said by God. Kadosh Baruch Hu dictated these words to Moshe Rabbeinu. So perhaps it's sort of weaving together different threads that were said. In terms of Torah content, in terms of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebapeh, as Rambam said, Ben Karo Torah Shebichsav, Ben Karo Torah Shebapeh, it's all the mitzvah of Lechorah, all equally the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And we actually required, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah requires us to learn Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebapeh. If you want to get really technical, maybe even more Torah Shebapeh and Torah Shebichsav, because after all, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishra, Shlish B'Talmud is one-third Torah Shebichsav and two-thirds Torah Shebapeh. So in terms of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we're not going to differentiate. If anything, as Rashi said, maybe we should give primacy to Gemara because that's at the pinnacle of Limud and Yediyas HaTorah, built on a foundation of Mikra and Mishnah. But in terms of the Chefza Shel Torah, in terms of trying to unpack it yesterday, if Birkas HaTorah is about not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but the experience, the way we experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where with the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we rendezvous with the divine when we read Dvar Hashem, so just as that experience is a stronger experience when I'm actively involved, when it's not just quiet, silent mental cognition, but I'm speaking it or I'm writing it. Mahar b'divrei Torah and Sarach Levarech, because although there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's not the same, the degree of experience, if the bracha is on the experience of encountering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so one could also make the argument that it's a more powerful, potent, a more poignant encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a mamish word, Omar Hashem, Ribbo Shalom said these words over 3,000 years ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said these words to Moshe Rabbeinu. Wow! So when I learn Mishnah to learn Gemara, I am also encountering Dvar Hashem. This is Chachmas HaBore. But just like when I think in learning, whether it's Torah Shalom, Sarah Shalom, I am encountering Dvar Hashem. But the experience is strongest, the experience is most poignant when I'm active, and when I'm learning mamish, the very words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu. So, lichora, that's the machlokas. That's the machlokas, Rabbeinu Yonah. And on the one hand, versus the Rambam and Rashi on the other hand. Or, according to the Rambam and Rashi, that's the machlokas, Amoraim. Many Amoraim did believe. They would say, yeah, we agree with Rabbeinu Yonah that many Amoraim held that way. We just don't paskin like them. Yeah, the first couple of Amoraim said, it's only Mikra Medrash. Again, different Gersot, but for our Gersot, Mikra Medrash, maybe even Mishnah. It's Torah Shebichsav oriented, yes. And that's because they held that it's a machlo, that Birkas HaTorah is about the encounter, the experience, a bracha on the chefza, it's a bracha birka shavach v'hoda. But Rashi and Rambam would say, but Rava rejected that. Hagufa, bezeh pligi. There were Amoraim held that way, but we know how he paskin. They were arguing over this chakira, Rashi and Rambam would say. And then Yonah says, everyone holds it at tzad. It's all just details of how far do you expand mikra. They said, no! There were Amaram who said it's mikra-oriented, because Zehel is a bigger shayach v'adon, the chetz shel Torah, and the encounter of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we would say, yeah, but Rava disagreed. Rava said, even Talmud, because he said, we reject that whole paradigm. It's not about the degree of encounter with the divine. The bracha is about the mitzvah. The mitzvah, Gemara is as much a part, if not more, centrally a part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Ah, and now, if that's what's going on, brachos Yud Aleph. So the Shagas Aryeh, the famous Shagas Aryeh, already raises a question of Ramban, what are you going to do? The Shagas Aryeh, as a matter of fact, has two tshuvas. I don't think I mentioned this earlier this week. Shagas Aryeh has two tshuvas about the Birkas HaTorah. His tshuvas, his sefer, Shagas Aryeh, is officially, as you see, Shut. Shut stands for Shailas and Tshuvas. Officially, Shagas Aryeh is a Shailas and Tshuvas sefer. It's not really a Shailas and Tshuvas sefer. I mean, a Shailas and Tshuvas sefer means people send Shailas HaLach HaMaisa to Nodeb Yehuda. People send Shailas HaLach HaMaisa to Ramesha Feinstein. People send Shailas HaLach HaMaisa to the Rashba. And he wrote them responses. And then someone, either the Meshav himself or a Talmud, someone collects all the letters, and that becomes a sefer of Shailas and Tshuvas. Tens, hundreds, thousands, depending on the nation. But every once in a while, you have a sefer which is officially Shailas and Tshuvas, but there were Shailas which were constructed as a chetimsa to write a sefer. So that's what Shagas Aryeh. It's hard to imagine that someone sent him that he got. You know, that someone said, "Well, what do we hold as Kriyas Shema D'oraisa D'rabbanan?" No, I mean that was the topic. That's the title. And then he writes a whole Shekel Torah. Working on the sugya, it's good. Machlok Rishonim, Machlok Gemara, Rishonim. How do we paskin? So Simen Chavdal, Simen Chavhei are about Birkas HaTorah. And Simen Chavdal does begin with an interesting Shaila Halacha L'Maaseh, interesting Nafkamina, as he puts it in the Ramban, which is, let's say, I don't remember whether if I'm not sure whether I said Birkas HaTorah. I was half asleep. I think I might have said Birkas HaTorah early in the morning. Maybe I didn't. Really, it's all a little bit hazy. Some people are morning people, and, you know, up and ready to go, and some people are night owls, and some night owls are a little bit hazy at first. So the guy doesn't really remember it today. Sometimes he says Birkas HaTorah earlier, because he wants to learn earlier, and sometimes he just says Birkas HaTorah in shul, and he can't really remember. So what should he do? So the din is, Safik Birech Birkas HaMazon. If you're Ochal V'Sava, if you had a full meal, you're Chayim Birkas HaMazon Min HaTorah. So if you're Mesupik whether you say Birkas HaMazon or not, so you got to say Birkas HaMazon again. Safik D'Oraisa L'Chumra. A Safik whether you said a Bracha, which is Drabbanan, which is all the rest of them, Safik L'Kula. How about Birkas HaTorah? So it's a Mesupik whether you say Birkas HaTorah. So Shagas Aryeh says, that's a good question. That's a Machlekes Rambam Ramban. The Ramban clearly says that Birkas HaTorah is D'Oraisa. The Rambam didn't count as a mitzvah, say. So then he starts discussing, well, why? Did he hold it's not Daraisa? Did he hold it's not Daraisa? Back and forth, maybe, but then how do you understand the Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, the Kal Vachomer, it sounds Daraisa. So he starts huddling back, well, maybe the Rambam read the Gemara this way, maybe Rambam read the Gemara that way. And there's a beautiful footnote if you want to see. All the other achroi, they point out the Minchas Chinuch has a discussion about the Minchas Chinuch also takes this approach. The Rambam holds that Birkas HaTorah is Rabbanon, and Ramban, and as Minchas Chinuch says, most Rishon holds Daraisa. Minchas Chinuch is a running commentary, sort of, on the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tav Lamed, is the Mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon, Parshas Ekev. So that's where the Sefer HaChinuch makes reference to Birkas HaTorah, and the Minchas Chinuch devotes a couple of paragraphs at the end of Taf Lamed to some of the lumdas of Birkas HaTorah. And he says there, most Rishonim hold is Daraisa, Rambam not, Rambam holds is Rabbanan. But the question is why? The question is what do you do with the Gemara Chafal? So how would the Rambam read the Gemara Chafal? What emerges from this, though, this analysis of Daf Yud Aleph, a different mahalach, which would be, how would the Rambam not count as a mitzvah? how the Rambam, again, looking at the evidence in Mishnah Torah, as we did, Rambam did not put it in Hilchos Talmud Torah, nor, who pointed out to me yesterday during Seder, Rambam, was it with Yonah? He doesn't put in Hilchos Brachas either, as the Sefer HaChinuch does. That would be another great place to put it. Put Birkas HaTorah in Hilchos Brachas. There are two Brachas Daraisa. That's actually the way the Rambam organizes almost all Brachas. Hilchos Brachas is one mitzvah Daraisa, Birkas HaMazon. With that he begins. And then he says, look, and then Chazal Masak and many other Brachas Midrabanan. Talks about other Brachas on food before and after, and then Brachas on Reyach, and Birkas Shalom V'Avodah, the last paragraph of Birkas HaMitzvahs. Beautiful. But he didn't. The Rambam Gaon did not put Birkas HaTorah in Hilchos Talmud Torah. He neither did he put in Hilchos Brachas, not even as a Brachas Drabanan. Instead, he put it, it's a handful of Brachas Drabanan that don't even make it into Hilchos Brachas as a Drabanan are these Brachas in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tefillah, which, as we saw yesterday, Rambam said, look, they were Mesakin Tefillah, Shmor Esrei, and the Nusach of Shmor Esrei is a Takan Drabanan, Mitzvah of Davening, Rambam holds Mitzvah Daraisa, but the particular Nusach we say is Drabanan. So those are examples of Brachos Drabanan. And they have their own area because they're subsumed under Hilchos Tefillah. And then he said, Perek Zayin, oh, there are other brachas we also say al Seir HaTefillah. I'll talk about them here. Seems like such a detail. And no reference to Pesukim. It seems very clear that the Rambam does not see it as a mitzvah, as a din dar, not necessarily as a mitzvah, not as a din daraisa, so whatsoever. So what's Taka the Peshat? How would he read the Gemara in Chafalf? What do you say, Yonah? So good. So let's think carefully. Good. So let's think carefully. And so we have this machlokas amarav daf yud alef, and we have this machlokas shom how to understand the Gemara. And let's remember which side is the Rambam on. The Rambam is on the side. Remember, as he said in Zayin Halaparek Zayin Lachayud, Ben Kartar Shvachsav Ben Tar Kartar Shalpeh. Rambam and Rashi are the ones who say Rava disagrees fundamentally. It's not about the there is an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu we're learning, but it's not what the bracha is about. This is not a birkas shalom v'adah, not a bracha v'cheftza, rather a birkas ha-mitzvah, and therefore, Tarash Bechsar, Tarash HaPeh are equally relevant and equally obligate a birkas ha-Torah. And therefore, that's how he understands Yud Aleph. And what does that tell you about Daf Chaf Aleph? Yeah, so then where is he quoting? Where is he quoting the Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph? So why didn't he say there's a mitzvah daraisa of Birkas HaTorah on Torah Shavuot?
Because there's a mitzvah daraisa for all of Torah.
But where did Ram say that?
Right before, he said that all categories he would make a bracha on.
Yeah, he didn't say it's daraisa. That's the problem. He didn't say it's daraisa. It's a detail tucked away in Hilchos Tefillah with no reference to the pasuk. Yeah. What would you say? Is that quite with that hand?
There's a question from before.
Oh, okay. So maybe we could say like this. Allah, inspired by Rizolti, let's put the piece together. We know, and I mentioned in the past, and we'll chazer again, that to learn Arisha, one of the basic tools in your toolbox, borrow a metaphor that some of your other rabbis have used in the past, one of the lenses you need to use, the glasses you need to wear in order to understand the Rishon, one of the basic tools in Derech HaLimud is you can't know how to learn a Rishon, what to look for, what to medayik, or what to notice until you know what type of sefer he's writing. We spoke about it in the sugya earlier, we spoke about the other sugyas. It's the olive base. You have to appreciate what type of sefer the Rashba is writing before you can know how to learn a Rashba carefully. You have to know what type of sefer Rashi is writing. You have to know what type of sefer the Rambam is writing. The Rambam's Mishnah Torah, so we already spoke about earlier in the sugya about the fact that location matters so much in Rambam, in a way it does not matter in a Rashba or in a Tosfos, because they're writing different types of Svarim. The Tosfos, the Rashba, are writing Chidushim, Tosfos, Al Seder, Al Gemara. So they're going to talk about the sugya. The sugya may show up in one more than one place, they may talk in one place, in both places. They're writing Al Seder, Al Gemara. The Rambam is not writing a Sefer Al Seder, Al Gemara. As a matter of fact, he was trying to write, and he wasn't trying to write Chidushim. From his perspective, he said no Chidushim whatsoever. He just quoted all the Gemaras and all the Yerushalmis and all the Sefres. The chidushim come from noticing. When you notice the way he quotes the Gemara, he is going to quote the Gemara different than others will because he has his own understanding of it. But it's all reverse engineering. When we notice the Rambam's chidushim, we're reverse engineering the Mishnah Torah. What he was trying to do in Mishnah Torah is just quote Chazal. But not only quote Chazal and organize it, which is why location is so critical, but he wasn't quoting all of Chazal. He was curating Chazal. He was only quoting those Mamari Chazal, which are halacha l'maisa. And the Rif and the Gaon already began this trend of let's make Kitsure Gemara, which focus on the halacha l'maisa, and maybe we'll leave out the Shaka Vataria, and maybe we'll leave out even any reference sometimes to the Shitas we don't pass like. Sometimes the Rif will quote a machlokas and say, and we pass like this one. And sometimes they'll just, you know, quote the Shita we pass like. The Rambam takes that fully, comprehensively. He kim'at never mentions two sides of the machlokas. Kim at never, with very few exceptions. He will just say the din. He's not going to say, oh, some say like this, but we pass like that. No, he just says that. That's his goal in Mishnah Torah, is to quote the maskanos of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So he's curating. He's not quoting everything. He's quoting that which is lemaskana lemaisa. For instance, as we just saw, paragzayin lachayud. He doesn't say, well, some say you only make a brick satara on mikra, and some say even mesh, but we say, no. He just said the din. You make a brick satara, bein patara shebechsav, bein patara shalpeh. As a matter of fact, one of the major critiques of the Rambam, one of the things that made other Rishonim very hesitant about the Rambam, is exactly the fact that he's like eliminating all the other shitos. He has a defense of why. He points to Mishnah, it's the first paragraph of Adios. Fundamentally, Rabbi Anasin writing the Mishnah also really wanted to just quote the Shita Lacha Maisa, but he explains what in the first paragraph of 80, they explain why they sometimes quote other Shitas also. Right? The Stam Mishnah is often quoting one Shita and eliminating the others. Sometimes we quote both, and the Rambam explained why he was following the style of the Stam Mishnah throughout. Okay, be that as it may, leaving the debate about it aside, whether you should, you shouldn't, L'maisa the Rambam did. L'maisa the Rambam was doing was curating Chazal. So now he's going to organize everything. He's only quoted that which is halacha l'maisa. There's a machlokas, the other shita doesn't get quoted. And it's important to realize, very, very, very important to realize in building your derech halimut, that it's not just you have one sugi that presents two or three shi or four shitos, and Rambam will only quote the one that we pass halacha l'maisa. It's also in terms of different sugyas in different places. The Rabbeinu Tam had thousands of chidushim. But his one meta chiddush, the overarching chiddush in terms of not what but how, was Rabbi Natan's chiddush was to consistently do to Gemara what the Amoraim themselves do to the Tanan, which is to assume, unless otherwise specified, that everything is coherent with everything else. And we're going to have to give Terutzim and Chilukim to explain. This Gemara Yivama sounds like that. The Gemara in Zvachim sounds like this. Ah, the answer is to two different cases. Work out a Terutz. Right? That's the bread and butter of Tosfos. Tosfos, and then the Rishonim who follow Tosfos. The Rambam based Midrasho, and so on and so forth. Rambam, the Rashi, the Ritva, they're all working with the approach of Rabbi Natan to consistently, again, do to Gemara what the Amoraim do to the Tanoim, which is to assume that everything is coherent, unless otherwise specified, and to assume that 95% of the time, the Gemara here, Gemara there, they even though it's not the same name, We're going to assume that everything works together. We'll have to miyashev different cases, different okimtas. But Rashi probably did not do that. The Baal Hamor probably did not do that. The Rif probably did not do that. And the Rambam probably did not do that. So the Rambam is not assuming that every Gemara has to agree with every other Gemara. I don't know. Here's a Gemara and there's a Gemara. That's right. You can have machlokes. You can have machlokes. So if there's a machlokes, you'll figure out which... There could be a machlokas hasugyas also. And then the Rambam will just leave out one sugya entirely. It just doesn't appear. Where did the Gemara go? Where is he quoting it? The answer is he didn't quote it. Why didn't he quote it? Because there must be some other sugya that he understands, argues with the sugya, he passes like the other sugya. So this sugya disappears. It's in the Gemara, but the Rambam isn't trying to quote every Gemara. He's not trying to quote every shita. He's trying to quote the shitas that we accept lemaskana. So what Rav Zsolti suggests is he does it a little differently, but I'll try to present it what I think is a Derech HaMelech, is it's true. On Dav Chaf Aleph, Rav Yehuda and Rav Yochanan said that Birkas HaTorah is Daraisa based on the Pasuk. That's true. That's true. And as we already said, right, it's true. It's based on the Pasuk. And that's the Pasuk the Ramban quoted. You remember the language of the Ramban. Kishem Hashem Eker Havu Godel Elokeinu. To give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lehodos. The language of the Ramban was very Birkas HaTorah oriented. The great gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did of giving us His Torah. As the Gemara there says, Rav Yochanan says, Chaye Olam. What an amazing gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah through which we can draw ourselves closer to Him. Through which we know how to live in Olam Hazeh in a way that we are Zocha to Chaye Olam Haba. That is incredible. That's a Pasuk. A Pasuk that teaches me that Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah. And that's the position of Yehuda and Rav Yochanan. And Rav Yochanan appears in this Gemara and Yakir Alf Amid Beis as well. It's just that we don't paskin like him. In other words, the Rambam understood that the Gemara and the Maskan of the Gemara and Yakir Alf rejects the Gemara and Daf Chaf Alf Amid Alf. The Gemara Chaf Alf Amid Alf is saying, we have a drasha, and the drasha teaches me that there's a Birkas Hodah called Birkas HaTorah Daraisa. Yes, but on Yud Alf Amid Beis, according to the Rambam and Rashi, the Gemara is Machlokas Amaron. Is Birkas HaTorah Birkas Hodah, and therefore it's really Torah Shebichsav oriented, or no? Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvah. And Gemara, Mishnah, Mikra, it's all part of the Mitzvah. As a matter of fact, as Rashi says in Gemara more so. So Rava is rejecting the notion that Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaHodah. Now there's Rava on Daf Yud Aleph, disagrees with Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan appears on Daf Yud Aleph as one of the sheets we didn't accept, after the Mishnah Tzara Levarach, and he appears in Daf Chaf Aleph as saying, Kishem Hashem Mekar Avogal Elokeinu. Yeah, but there definitely are Amorim who disagree with Rav Yochanan, probably. Like, for instance, Daf Memheim and Aleph Meseches Brachas, the beginning of Perek Shlosha Shachal, the seventh Perek of Brachas, which is about Zimun and benching, the Gemara says, where does Zimun come from? The Gemara answers, Kishem Hashem Mekar Avogal Elokeinu. There may be more than one way of reading Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Goda Lelokeinu. So the Rambam appears, this is more or less what Rav Zalti suggests, the Rambam appears, he didn't quote the Gemara Chaf Aleph ever, anywhere, because he holds we don't paskin like that. That's a Shita Dechuya. Just like he doesn't quote the other Shitas in Daf Chaf Aleph. We don't paskin like them. He said, yeah, the Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph is advancing the understanding. I have a pasuk, a din d'oraisa birkas on Birkas on the Torah. If it's a din d'oraisa, it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah. Yes, but you look in Daf Yud Aleph, you see the Amoraim debated that. Now, I wouldn't agree that Birkas on Torah is a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah. Rabbi Elf, no, Birkas on Torah is a Birkas on Mitzvah, like any other Birkas on Mitzvah. It is a little surprising that the Rambam talks about the Birkas on Mitzvah and Torah in Hilchas Tefillah, As opposed to putting it, let's say, either in Hilchas Talmud Torah or in the last parak of Brachas, parak Yud Aleph of Hilchas Brachas, we discussed all the Birkas and Mitzvahs. Okay, but on the other hand, the Rambam saw it as fitting into the system of the morning Brachas, the Birkas HaShachar. So Birkas HaShachar, he dedicates a parak to Birkas HaShachar and to the Brachas of Pesukah Dezimra. The Brachas are part of Seder HaTfilah, he put in parak Zayin. So this is a Bracha Drabbanan, like any other Bracha Drabbanan, that's part of the Seder, it's part of the Seder. It's part of Shacharis, so that's why it belongs with the rest of the brachas of Shacharis in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Tefillah. But again, in Achanami, the Rama would say, it's true the Gemara Brachas, Dav Chav Alv has a pasuk. And you're right, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Yehudan, Dav Chav Alv, Birkas HaTorah, as Ramban said, yes, of course, based on Gemara Brachas, Dav Chav Alv, Birkas HaTorah is a mitzvah. It's a din d'oraisa, pasuk and chumash, it should be a mitzvah. The Rama would say to Ramban, I agree with you. There's only one issue. We don't paskin like that Gemara. Now, again, the Ramban might be aligned with his Mechutin, Rabbi Yonah, perhaps. Rabbi Yonah understood that the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yud Aleph, is not debating the point. Everyone, remember Rabbi Yonah said, no, everyone on Yud Aleph agrees that it's a Birkas Shavu Da, Bracha on the Chetzer Shal Torah, it's a Bracha on Torah Shal Tzav. Just a question of details. How far do you expand that group Shimon? How far do you expand that Ochi? How far do you expand that Torah Shal Tzav? But for Rabbeinu Yonah, and perhaps also for his Mechutin and Chaver, Rabban, Everyone agrees that it's a Birkshah Avodah. So that's consistent with Daf Chafal. Daf Chafal told me it's Birkshah Avodah based on a Pasuk Kishem Hashem Echa. And Daf Yudal, we're working on the details. Okay, what's called Kishem Hashem Echa? Is it only Kriya Shem Hashem, Mamish, redirect Devar Hashem, the words that God said? Or even ever read the Tar Shal Peh, explanation, interpretation, analysis, traditions about the word, the very words of God? Chachmas Hashem, but not the specific words that Hashem said. Again, for Rabbeinu Yonah, and perhaps Ramban, it's all a question of details, but everyone agrees, even though we paskin that all Torah Shabbat is included, but it's all because of Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Savdik. Mimela, so what would emerge, is the Machlokas Mechaber Gra, whether it's a Birkas Shavach V'Hodah, or a Birkas HaMitzvah, is also a Machlokas Rabbeinu Yonah versus Rashi and Rambam, whether it's a Birkas HaVodah and therefore Torah Shebichsav oriented, or Birkas HaMitzvah and therefore Torah oriented. And that's also the Machlokas Ramban and Rambam. Really, a Machlokas, whether everyone agrees to Daf Chafalef, and again, the linchpin is the Gemara Yud Aleph on the Beis. Is Machlokas Rashi Rambam versus Rabbeinu Yonah? How do you understand Rava? Rava is disagreeing with all the Al-Ram fundamentally, or just in terms of details? If he disagrees with all the Al-Ram fundamentally, that means he's also disagreeing with Dabcha Falaf. In which case, the whole idea of it being a Daraisa is rejected lahalacha, and that's the approach to Rambam. It's the Rambam, in not counting as a mitzvah, and not never quoting Dabcha Falaf, is consistent with his own understanding of Daf Yud Aleph, which he gives again in very subtle terms, as he always does. He's not making a big deal of his Kedushim. As far as he's concerned, he's just telling you what the Gemara said, or specifically, what Rava said. Ben Torah Shemesah, Ben Torah Shalpeh. Very nonchalant. But again, as I said before, if you understand what type of Sefer the Rambam was trying to write, if you understand the genre of this of Mishnah Torah, then you begin to understand how to mine, how to look at the Rambam with the right lenses. Do you expect, well, he's just going to tell you the dinim? Very, he's not trying to tell you any chidush, he's just telling you, that's the sheet that we pass in life. And you have to reverse engineer. Oh, what you're saying is, like Rashi, that you understand that Rava disagreeing fundamentally. I look back at the Gemara, I realize what he's saying about Rava. And then I look back at Daf Chafalef, and I realize he left at Daf Chafalef because he holds like Rava. Because he holds that Rava is disagreeing with the other Amoraim, that Rava is the proponent of Birkas HaTorah as a Birkas HaMitzvah, as not a Birkas HaVodah, as a standard Birkas HaMitzvah. Yeah, so that means that the Gemara Daf Chafal was aligned with the other Amoraim, whom we reject. So the Mela, everything, the Rama is beautifully, she tells you. Remember the Mag Megillas Esther had said, how are we going to defend the Rambam? Well, maybe, remember he said that, I think the Rambam is correct, maybe the Rambam holds that the drush is only a smachta, but Allah will have you right. Meaning, when you look at the Gemara in Dab Brachas, Dab Chafalef, it does not sound at all like it's an asmachta. Rabbi Yochanan goes on to spend 10 lines or so, Kavachomer this way, that way, Freilach. The result is here, but the Rambam would say, no, of course, that's Rabbi Yochanan. I know about Rabbi Yochanan. That doesn't surprise me. We don't pass on Rabbi Yochanan and Daf Yud Aleph either. So, of course. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said, L'tamun ein tzarich levarich. That's okay. Rabbi Yochanan was a holy Amora. He was entitled to his opinion. But we pass on like Rava. So Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Chaf Aleph is not more intimidating than Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Yud Aleph. We disagree with the, we reject Rabbi Yochanan's Emela. All the sheets of Yochanan that are logically connected are going to be discarded lahalacha. There was a Varamus Havadah, the Ramban's right, there was such a shita that the Birkas HaTorah is the mitzvah. We just don't pass them at it. It's often a machlokas Avram Daf Yud Aleph Beis, once you read the Gemara the way the Rambam did. And then everything falls into beautiful place. And let's wrap it up with two final points in the Shulchan Aruch. Then we'll head back down. Then we have plenty to chazer, plenty to think about. I'll be glad to take more questions. But let's wrap it up with two more points in the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll line everything up and encapsulate. Continuing to look at the Rambam, We already spoke about the question of whether women say Birkas HaTorah. We spoke whether you say Birkas HaTorah on learning merely Behirhur. We spoke about whether you say Birkas HaTorah in Gemara and why. We spoke about whether Birkas HaTorah is a mitzvah, whether it's a Doraisa or a Drabanan Pashtus. In addition to those four points, which are all L'chora Nafkaminas in this Chakira that Reb Chaim laid out, or whether Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvah or a Bracha on the Cheftza, Birkas Shevach, the Hodah, so there's more. There are one or two additional notes in the Shulchan Aruch as well. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Tes, which you do not have in front of you, I apologize. The Shulchan Aruch Sif Tes, I noticed this at the end of Jolti's piece. Shulchan Aruch Sif Tes has a machlokas. If you said Birkas HaTorah and then you didn't learn immediately. You said Birkas HaTorah and you did not learn immediately. So what's the din?
Why shouldn't it be a hefsek?
I'm sorry?
Why shouldn't it be a hefsek?
Why shouldn't it be a hefsek? A good question. So what does the Rambam say? Halacha Yud Aleph, b'chol yom chayev adam levarach shalosh brachos elu, v'yachar kach kori ma'at midivrei Torah. Right after you say Birkas HaTorah, you have to learn some Torah. And then he says a different minhagim. Yenogu am likro Birkas Kohanim, yesh mekom shekorin tzavas b'nei Yisrael, parshas HaTamid, yesh mekom shekorin shtehen, some do other, do both, korin prakim al halachas min ha-mishno min ha-braisos. Right, so that is indeed our practice. We do say Yivrachecha Yar Yisa right away. The minig Ashkenaz, the minig of the German kilos of the Yekis, is to say Birkas HaTorah a little bit later in the Siddur, in the middle of Karbanos, right before Parshas HaTamid. Right, so that reflects that minhag that the Rambam mentioned, or to do both, to say Yivrachecha, to say Birkas Kodim, and to say. The parsha of the Karban Tamid, and then you say various prakim o halachas from Mishnah and Braisa. What are you saying? Yeah. Oh, right. That's what we have. Ezel Makamon, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, and the Eastern European minig is that you say Birkas HaTorah earlier, and afterwards you say a Mishnah of Peah from Peah, the Elu Dvarim, and you have the Braisa as well. Now you look at Tosfos on Daf Yudal from the days. Tosfos says. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, "Oh, Rabbeinu Tam, here. So Fasim Nagu, the end of that long Tosis. The French had the minhag to say Psukim Birkas Kohanim, Elu Dvarim Shein Lehem Shir, Elu Dvarim which is a Mishnah and Peya, Elu Dvarim Adam Ochel Perasayim, which is a Brisa. That is our practice on a Yom Hazeh." Because Yerushalmi holds, you gotta learn right away. But Enotzarech Kemoshe Kasavti Kvar. Tosfos says, but that's not really necessary to say all these psukim and braces afterwards. As I wrote earlier, where do you write earlier? So you take a look at the near the top of Tosfos. The Gemara says if you didn't say Birkas HaTorah until after you said Kriya Shema, you're ready yotze with a Hava Rabba. So the Yerushalmi adds v'hu shoshana al atar. Only if you learned on location, meaning la'alter, you have to write it lomad miyad va'osa makam. So they ask Rabbeinu Yitzhak, presumably that's the nephew of Rabbeinu Tam, going on shein on lomad miyad la'achar tefilas ha'shachar. We don't sit down and learn right after davening. On a true devochin, ideally, says Shulchan Aruch, after davening you sit down and learn, and then you go to work. But the Riz Baal Batim said to him, in France and Germany, we're so busy with work that we run out of shah right after shah, so we run straight to work, have to catch the train. On a true devochin kach below limud on emtzai yom ayoster. We only have a chance to sit and learn in the middle of the day. I'm a baker. The Riz Baal Batim says to him, I'm a baker. So I daven early shachris. and then I have to run to the bakery right away to get morning's the busiest time. And then the afternoon, I can sit and learn. But I don't learn right after Shacharis. So they asked the Rebbe, well, how can we do this Yerushalmi? We do this Yerushalmi. So he said, don't worry. Hey, Shiri, look, Haimelon. We don't hold like that Yerushalmi. The Bavli didn't say it. You don't need to learn right away. And then he said, even according to Yerushalmi, it's only Ava Rabba. Maybe even the Yerushalmi only meant if you're using Ava Rabba as the Birkas HaTorah, that's sort of a shadow Birkas HaTorah. It's not self-evident that Ava Rabba is a Birkas HaTorah. So then you have to learn right away afterwards to make it clear that you meant Ava Rabba as a Birkas HaTorah. But if you're actually saying the classic Birkas HaTorah, that's good enough. Whereas the Rambam disagreed. As we saw, the Rambam said, make Birkas HaTorah right away, not just Ava Rabba, make Birkas HaTorah, right away you should be learning something. And the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch, Sifteh, Mem Zayin, Sifteh, quotes two deis. Machlokas Tosfos Rambam. So Jolti points out, and Yaakov pointed, showed me that the Mishnah Berurah has the same vart, on Alatar, in the other sense of Alatar, on Sifteh. This is the Machlokas. L'shitatam. The Rambam holds, yeah.
Why? Isn't Yashma Talmud Torah? So, what?
That is an interesting question. We need other Talmud Torah. Yeah, perhaps because you say perhaps for the same reason that an Avel is allowed to say Kriyat Shema, you're saying it B'Torah's Kriyat Shema, not B'Torah's Limud, so it could be Nimtza Kulo Chumra. This Machloket Tos in the Rambam L'chora is the same issue. The Rambam says it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. It's a Birkas HaMitzvah. So it's a classic bracha. You say a bracha, you do the mitzvah. Avra La'asiyasan. No playing games. No playing games. You say the bracha, you do the mitzvah. You don't make an albi or chametz, then take 10 minutes off before you start because chametz. You don't say al tvias kalim and then have a conversation with someone for 15 minutes at the kalim mikra before you start to be matbli your kalim. You say the bracha, you do the mitzvah. No games. But Tosfos perhaps understood. No, it's not a birkas mitzvah. It's a bracha on the experience, on the encounter of learning. That's why Tosfos talks about, well, fundamentally, we're holding by learning all day long, even though we have to go to work. But fundamentally, I've been tired, I'm holding by learning throughout the day, because I'm taking off time, perhaps many hours, to work. But fundamentally, I'm Torasi Iker Malachto Tefelo. What does that mean? What does that mean? But we have sick. The answer is, what Tosis is thinking, it's a brach on the cheft, it's a brach on the experience, on the encounter. It's on encountering Torah. The Rambam, it's more specifically, it's a Birkas HaMitzvah on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You say a Birkas HaMitzvah, right away you have to engage in the mitzvah. So that's perhaps nafkamina number 5. Point number 6, in the last point of the Shulchan Aruch, going back to Siftes. Oh, you have Siftes in front of you. I'm sorry? Is the very first se'if. Birkas HaTorah Tzarech Lizahir Ba'ma'od. That's how we begin. Well, what does that mean? That's how we start Shulchan Aruch. You have to be very careful. We need to be very careful. So some of the Achronim explains that I'm going to say, Shulchan Aruch saying, yeah, we're dealing with Mitzvah Daraisa. One of the only brachas Daraisa. You got to take this very seriously. That's consistent with the Mechaber's approach that Birkas HaTorah is a right, and that's consistent with saying that's Daraisa, like the Rambam. But the Gra would not have said that. The Gra assumes that's a Birkas HaMitzvah. That's like the Rambam, that's a standard Birkas HaMitzvah Drabbanan. So again, a chakir in the nature of Birkas HaTorah, whether Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvah, Birkas Shachar Vahoda, and a host of nafkaminas. The Mechaber consistently says both that women that women do say Birkas HaTorah, that you say Birkas HaTorah on voluntary Birkas HaTorah, and on the other hand you do not say Birkas HaTorah on hearer, and that's consistent with his approach. That's a Birkas Shachar Vahoda, while the Gra disagrees on both points. It's a Birkas HaMitzvah, and then we saw that the question of why is even Gemara included is the issue, like Rabbeinu Yonah said, that it's even that's Tarshu B'Chsav, Or like Rashi Rambam said, no, it doesn't matter what Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat, presumably also driven by, is there bracha on the encounter, in which case it's primarily about Torah Shabbat, or is it about the mitzvah, in which case we do not differentiate, we do not discriminate in Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat. And then from that flows the question of Doraisa or Drabanan, because the Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph is a source for saying it's Doraisa, Doraisa based on Pasuk and Chumash, and therefore fulfills both of the first two criteria of the Rambam, Shorash Alb and Shorash Beis, but that is predicated, as Ramban himself says, that pasuk yields a Birkas Shavach Vahodah. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, who is named in Dav Chaf Aleph, but who is rejected on Dav Yud Alf, Rabbi Yochanan. So if you understand that Rava fundamentally agreed that it's all a Birkas HaTorah, but Birkas HaTorah Shebichsav, so Rava agreed that it's a Birkas HaVodah, Rava accepted the Drasha and Daf Chafal, and that's the Ramban, But if you say not, then the Rambam Lushitasso would say that we don't paskin like Daf Chafal, and therefore we don't paskin. It's a din darai. So we don't pass that it's a mitzvah. And that's why he did not put it. He did not count it as a mitzvah. He did not quote the pasuk. And he did not put it in Talmud Torah, nor even felt the need to put it in Hilchos Brachos. Instead, stuck it in Hilchos Tefillah and Perek Zayin, together with the other Brachos Rabbanan that are Al Seder HaTefillah. And the question of Hefzik, how specific, how detailed are we in terms of Hefzik? The Rambam is much more makban Hefzik than Tosfos is. And that seems to be consistent also with their opinion. If it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, and the same standard rules of Hefzik. If it's a Birkas HaVodah, then maybe it may be a looser. I will open the case of Birkas HaVodah. And finally, the Shulchan Aruch, Tzarech Lizhar B'Ma'od. I would leave you with this, Rabbi Osir. The stipler, some of you had a chance to take a peek at, the stipler in Kila Sagi, two pieces of Birkas HaTorah, Yudal and Chavbez, the end of Chavbez, the end of Simon Chavbez in Kila Siakov and Brachos, he develops the idea that maybe it's a, rather than Birkas Sherech Vahodah, maybe you could give that a little bit of a tweak and to understand Reb Chaim's Brach and the Cheftz is like a Birkas HaNenin. Reb Sholti also talks about that a little bit, the idea of Birkas HaNenin, he gets very into the Birkas HaNenin idea at one point. I left out Reb Sholti's Birkas HaNenin angle. But it's worth considering the following. After so much analysis, let's do a little synthesis. After so much breaking things down, and a nafka mina, whether Birkas HaTorah is a bracha on the mitzvah or bracha on the chefs of Shel Torah, on the encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the disciple says, on the hana we have, I'll leave you with this. We Rishonim will argue about the takana of Birkas, or takana, the din d'oraisa, or takana d'rabbanan, Birkas HaTorah, which aspect of the Torah does it primarily focus upon? Is it primarily focused on the mitzvah or the cheftza? The encounter, the grandeur, the majesty, the hana, as the stipler put it. And one could even, we didn't get into this, one could even suggest perhaps that the different brachas of the Birkas HaTorah correspond to different aspects. But regardless of which aspect you think is the primary driver of Birkas HaTorah, it's important to realize that everyone agrees the Talmud Torah has both facets. The Rishonim seem to have debated which of the facets of Talmud Torah is the focus of the bracha. But one of the synthetic, the coming together aspects of the sugya is to appreciate the Talmud Torah has both facets. The Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, as we saw, it means a chiyuv, something I'm commanded to do, I'm obligated to learn, whether I like it or not, but hopefully I like it. But hopefully it's not only, it is a chiv even if nothing else, even if I don't feel like learning, even if I don't feel inspired, even if I'm not enjoying it right now, it's an absolute chiv. It's something I need to do whether I'm enthused or not. But at the same time, it's much more than just a chiv. It's an extraordinary opportunity to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's an extraordinary pleasure. It's an extraordinary pleasure. I think I mentioned to some of you, Derech Siyum, the Gemara in Tanis, Dav Zayin, points out that there's a pasuk in Yishayahu, where Yishayahu, in quick succession, gives three different metaphors for Torah. Torah is water, Torah is milk, and Torah is wine. And the Gemara in Tanis points out, oh, you see, Torah is the Mishul Gimel Mashkin, as though they somehow form a set. And the question is, what's the significance? You mix water, wine, and milk together, like a wine shake? It doesn't sound very appetizing. Well, what does that mean exactly? So I heard from Rabbi Yitzchak Kamenetsky, I believe in the name of Aaron Lichtenstein, and there are earlier found that definitely have this idea, that that on the one hand, Talmud Torah is water and milk. That Talmud Torah is something that you need. Milk is a necessity for infants. Water is a necessity for adults. And we had had a chance to discuss a couple weeks ago. And you're on a hike, and all you have left is warm water. You're going to drink the water, whether it's delicious or not, because you need to stay hydrated. You need this. It's something that you need. Something that spiritual water is something that a human being cannot physically live without. Torah is something that specifically a Jew cannot spiritually survive without. But at the same time, the Torah is a chiyuv, the Torah is a necessity, the Torah is our milk and our water, it's a necessity both when you're young and when you're an adult. It's at the same time, not only that. Talmud Torah is also one. Talmud Torah is also the spiritual luxury of life. Talmud Torah is something that elevates and uplifts. Torah is both. So we showed him debate. Birkas HaTorah, is Birkas HaTorah primarily focused on the chiyuv, on the mitzvah, or is Birkas HaTorah on the chefter shelter, on the encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the pleasure, the Birkas HaNenin? But whichever one the bracha relates to, it's important to remember that Torah has both aspects. As much as possible, I want to be plugging in to the uplifting, to the Kirvas Elokim that comes with learning, the Hana, the enjoyment that comes with learning. And as much as possible, I want that, whenever possible, to be a major part of my learning. And at the same time, recognizing that my attachment to learning is going to be consistent and will not depend on whether I wake up on the right side of the bed or the wrong side of the bed. Even if they wake up on the wrong side of the bed, even when they're in the crests and troughs of life, when there's a day that I'm not feeling it, Talmud Torah is a chiyuv, Birkas HaMitzvah. And it's something I'm going to show up to, whether I feel it or not. And which in time, the hana and the chefza becomes increasingly consistent as well. So this is some of the sugya of Birkas HaTorah. And as promised, diving into the pratim allows us to come out with a larger understanding of Birkas HaTorah, which allowed us to then make sense of Machlokas Rama Ramban, and even allowed us to then see in an even larger sense, and to appreciate something more about Talmud Torah as a whole.